The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary as his wife, but had no relations with her until she had borne a son. And Joseph named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. For all you procrastinators out there, for all you last-minute shoppers, for those of you who are trying to figure out what to give that special someone on your gift list who's already told you they have everything they need, I have a suggestion for you. Scratch this item off your list. Don't waste your hard-earned money. No need to bother with 23andMe or Ancestry.com. And if you'll bear with me for just a few moments, I can save you the expense as well as the DNA analysis by pointing out your ancestry has already been determined. The Gospel according to Matthew begins with a genealogy. Traces all the way back to our ancestor Abraham. By virtue of our baptism and our unity in Christ, we are living, breathing evidence of the fulfillment of the promise that God made to Abraham and Sarah that they would have many descendants. Matthew traces the lineage from Abraham all through the generations to David, and from David to the Messiah. This is the fulfillment of the promise foretold by the prophets of old, that the Messiah would come from the lineage of David, the son of Jesse. And just a couple of weeks ago, we were reminded, "A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow from his roots." We've also been reminded of that all through the season of Advent, through that banner. And now today, we heard from the prophet Isaiah, foretelling that the sign will be the one that God will give, will be, "Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." And again, we heard the gospel writer repeat the prophecy from Isaiah, declaring that this promise will come to pass in the birth of Jesus. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Furthermore, the gospel according to Matthew ends 28 chapters later with the disciples of Jesus going up the mountain as Jesus had directed them to do. They went up the mountain in Galilee, and there the crucified and risen Jesus appeared to them just as he had promised he would, and he commissioned these disciples and the future church, which includes all of us. And it will include generations still to come. Jesus gave this command: "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded." And then Jesus ended with a promise. "Remember this: lo, I am with you always to the end of the age." named by Joseph, who followed the angel's command to name Mary's child Jesus, which means he who saves, this Jesus has promised to be with us always. Jesus, the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, the prophecy given to Isaiah by God, is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Here, now, always, forever, God is with us. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever. God is with us in the promises of old. God is with us in the mystery of the Word made flesh who dwelt among us full of grace and truth. God is with us in the child born of Mary in a stable long, long ago. God is with us wherever two or three gather in His name. God is with us in the person sitting beside us, behind us, in front of us, above us, or below us. God is with us in the cacophony of voices lifted up singing praises to God and in the music that fills our hearts. God is with us in the ancient words of Scripture and in the prayers we lift up for the church, the world, and for all God's people according to their need. God is with us in the peace we share with one another. God is with us in bread and wine, visible signs of God's grace, God's mercy, God's forgiveness. God is with us as we go in peace to serve the Lord. God is with us in the Spirit set loose in this world that God so loves. God is with us in our neighbors in need. God is with us in a child's innocence. In a tween's curiosity, a teen's angst, a young adult trying to figure out their place in the world, and in frazzled parents overwhelmed by their many responsibilities. God is with us in the middle ages of our lives, not too young, no longer young, but not too old. God is with us in the wrinkled and weary bodies of our beloved elders who have much wisdom to share. God is with us in the beauty and wonder of all of God's good creation. God is with us in our deepest longings and our unfulfilled dreams. God is with us in all of our failures and in those things that give us the greatest joy. God is with us through all of our aches and pains. God is with us when we worry about those things we cannot control. God is with us even during those times when we might feel all alone in the world. God is with us in the darkest of nights and the brightest of days. God is with us in our first breath and in our last. God is with us even after we've breathed our last. God is with us in all of our hopes and fears through all the years. God is with us in the Christ child, in the cross of Christ, in the risen Christ. God is with us. Jesus is Emmanuel. And he comes with a command and a promise. Go, therefore, make disciples, teach them, better yet, show them how to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And remember, I'm with you always, Jesus said. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. You see, there's no need for 23andMe or Ancestry.com. Our ancestry comes from the one who was, who is, and who always will be. Our lineage is directly linked to Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. We are God's beloved. We are God's children. We are family. We are blessed by God. Blessed to be a blessing. Thanks be to God. Amen.